Now, your host, Michael Cohen, with the Capital City Recap on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Okay, we're back. Michael Cohen, producer Desi Simmons. Tenured professors at Central Michigan University are back in the classroom after a single day of striking on Monday, but their battle with the school administration over their contract is far from over. To talk about where things stand now, I'm joined by Dr. Laura Fry. She's the president of the CMU Faculty Association, representing about 600 members who are now working without a contract. Welcome to the program, Dr. Fry. And I think, you're there. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine.
Excellent. Okay. So following Monday's strike, CMU filed this court injunction. The judge ruled the faculty had to return to work. I can't imagine you and your colleagues are happy about what's happening here. Where does that leave the contract talks between the faculty association and the administration?
There are no contract talks at this time. There has been a fact finder assigned, and my latest knowledge is that we are preparing for fact finding, and there is always, however, the option for the administration to join us at the bargaining table, even though we're preparing for fact finding.
Now, my understanding is previous negotiations were definitely nothing like this. There's a whole different level of animosity, perhaps, between the administration and the faculty. Is there something here that faculty at MSU and other state universities should be concerned about?
I can't really speak to what this might be for a statewide or a nationwide trend. I certainly think it is concerning what President Ross and the CMU administration have chosen in regards to a comprehensive package of items, and a take it or leave it goes much beyond economics. It goes to undermining the whole reappointment, promotion, and tenure and the long-term security of quality education at Central Michigan University. I ask my colleagues across the state to keep an eye on CMU. We have an administration that not only wants to bully and force us into a package that would set us back years, but they're also, and they have, violated our constitutional rights in the temporary restraining order. So please watch out. I hope this is not a sign of a trend for my colleagues across the state at other institutions of higher education.
Now, CMU President George Ross said that he offered the faculty no raise this school year, but one in future years, although he is seeking benefit concessions, which he notes that the plan he's offering the faculty is the same one he's on. What's so unreasonable about his proposal?
The Faculty Association does not believe that the self-funded healthcare program is anywhere near the quality that we currently have. And the administration can make changes in premiums, can make changes in coverage and benefits at their will. And there's absolutely no reason to not continue to provide the healthcare coverage that we currently have.
I see. So that's really the main point of contention, which, of course, you can't help but notice that today the Senate and House here in Lansing passed this bill that would make public workers pay 20% of their healthcare. What percentage would CMU faculty then be paying under the plan that the administration is proposing?
That's a good question, but I would leave that right now to our bargaining team in their discussions. I am, as the FA president, privy to the more of the broader components of the bargaining and not the specific components. So that's a good question, but unfortunately I don't have a specific answer to you. And I do want to mention that although the forcing us to change our medical insurance is one, there is a package. The package includes at least a half a dozen other items that would not only roll back the wage and salary for the faculty, but would contribute much less to retirement. And as you may well know, the administration is attempting to remove three groups of our faculty from the bargaining unit, changing 42 years of history. Quite just alarming, stunning.
Is President Ross the one that's spearheading this aggressive approach towards the faculty?
That's a good question, and I guess I'd have to say yes. I mean, he is the leader. He's the institutional leader. He is the face of the university leadership. I also would say, what's going on with the Board of Trustees? Are they also spearheading this? So I am calling out President George Ross because he is the president of this university, and I'm also calling out the Board of Trustees. They are the overseers of this institution, and it appears to be that they want to reduce the quality of the infrastructure for students when they want to reduce the quality of the infrastructure for faculty.
Now, the strike then occurred on Monday. You were back in the classroom on Tuesday. What's the prospect of any attempt to strike again?
The work stoppage that was implemented, and indeed it was legal, and it was a work stoppage that was based on unfair labor practices by the administration, focused on not bargaining in good faith. At this point in time, we await the day in court that we have on Friday and what the judge will say in regards to the temporary restraining order. So we are on a wait and see at this point in time.
So obviously the contract's not going to be resolved here in a week or two. It sounds like the process is kind of stuck. If you have the opportunity to strike again, then is that likely to then occur even next Monday?
At this point in time, it all depends upon what the outcome is of. Truly, it does. I'm not trying to dodge your question. It all depends upon the outcome of the court date. And then the Faculty Association voted on August 15th to empower our FA bargaining team to make any decisions about job action. So that empowerment remains, and it would then be for our bargaining team to review the status of the situation and provide us with the best judgment, because it's our FA bargaining team that is across the table and has been across the table since April. And they have the best lay of the land and interpretation to just how willing the administration is going to be fair and equitable to the faculty.
About 30 seconds left. From what I understand, the faculty is now working without a contract. What does that mean in terms of your pay and benefits?
Due to the Public Employees Relations Act, the salary from the previous contract is in place, and we continue to provide the foundation of teaching and all our full services. So the faculty are not in jeopardy as far as that goes.
I see. So at least for now, you can continue in your effort. But from what you're saying, it sounds like any kind of real contract negotiation won't really be effectively happening for maybe even months at this point.
Well, the fact-finding process has been expedited in this case, and it's my understanding that they're already looking at some fact-finding dates in early September.
I see.
So otherwise, yes, it would be November.
Dr. Laura Fry, the president of the CMU Faculty Association, thank you so much for joining me.
And thank you for having me.